Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Cricket in Times Square by George Selden. Tucker. A mouse was looking at Mario. The mouse's name was Tucker, and he was sitting in the opening of an abandoned drain pipe in the subway station at Times Square. The drain pipe was his home. Back a few feet in the wall, it opened out into a pocket that Tucker had filled with the bits of paper and shreds of cloth he collected. And when he wasn't collecting, scrounging, as he called it, or sleeping, he liked to sit at the opening of the drain pipe and watch the world go by, at least as much of the world as hurried through the Times Square subway station. Tucker finished the last few crumbs of a cookie he was eating, a Lorna Doone shortbread he had found earlier in the evening, and licked off his whiskers.
"Ah, such a pity," he sighed.
Every Saturday night now, for almost a year, he had watched Mario tending his father's newsstand. On weekdays, of course, the boy had to get to bed early, but over the weekends, Papa Bellini let him take his part in helping out with the family business. Far into the night, Mario waited. Papa hoped that by staying open as late as possible, his newsstand might get some of the business that would otherwise have gone to the larger stands. But there wasn't much business tonight.
"The poor kid might as well go home," murmured Tucker Mouse to himself.
He looked around the station. The bustle of the day had long since subsided, and even the nighttime crowds returning from the theaters and movies had vanished. Now and then,